Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. All right, guys, we're back.
Yay.
We got everybody here. Everybody survived the two-week interval.
Thursday night. It's hot.
Surprisingly.
Tonight. We're doing good. If you guys are all caught up on the updates to Death Score.
Yes. I love it.
Real talk, it felt like foreshadowing to me. I think Josh is going to fucking kill me.
you're all expendable. On borrowed time. You're all going to die.
Esmond, oh, really? Will outlive everyone.
Liam just drew Gaylene.
Yeah, it'll be perfect to put
Gaylene
on your
tombstone. Oh, is the third to die.
What?
You're the third to die,
Yeah,
sorry.
You get to eat the first two that die.
That's how you die.
Yeah.
You eat too much.
You're choking hazard.
Two, yeah.
All right, so
I am not healthy.
Not with that attitude.
You're GM enemy number one.
Where we left off, you guys had just finished off the Howards. You ran to the rear of the cave. You found the kids. I kind of want to pause time here for a moment and check in with our two new acquisitions here. You guys just straight up murdered two crazy cracks that you had no context for. How do you feel about how that interaction went down?
I'm feeling feisty.
I don't like the way you look, so you're dead?
You can't trust rude people. Anyone who's like, I want to bathe in your blood, you're like, whoa. It's rude and unnecessary. And we could use a lot less of that in life.
Okay.
I mean, she already thinks that I'm the rude one, and I came in trying to have a conversation, and then this dude, like, starts swinging.
It's yeah, true. But you like to pretend that you're the boss.
And there it is.
And you like to pretend you're a ranger.
We all do our best here.
Apparently a lot of people like to pretend that they're a ranger. What about Obed? Does he feel like this is worth the extra credit?
That's probably the hardest he's ever been pushed. In any situation, he can kind of flex when he needs to, as you guys saw with the aspect of war earlier, but that was pretty tight at a couple points with my healing, and those guys were way rougher than anything we've probably faced. Also, at this point, since I've kind of been, you know, following her, who's... I think I said this at the end of the last episode, but children... Like, I didn't even know we were after children. Like, that had never gotten described to me. It was just, hey, we need to get through the woods. Let's follow this. So then you're like, hey, where are the kids? And I'm like, what? Kids? Obed is feeling a little overwhelmed.
Okay.
We didn't mention the Sword of Damocles hanging over us?
No.
When we hired you?
So, the kids, you found them. You're in the back of the cave. There's a trunk that's been opened, and there's stuff hanging out of it. Looks like cloth, that kind of thing. And then there's, like, a stone slab that looks kind of like a desk. There's unlit candles on it, and Esmond is lighting up the area.
Yeah, I am.
So
with my
nice.
Personality.
You guys had just addressed the children, so let's start there.
I think it was...
Hi, guys! we're gonna eat that duck? That duck
yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah. I am fucking god-awful with kids.
Ask him how they're doing.
Esmond.
How am I the best for this?
Process of elimination?
Yeah, exactly.
God. So this is my job now?
Yeah, you have been commissioned into this role.
So the 6.5 foot tall monster that breathes fire is the best option.
Do you want him to talk the
this crazy ass goal here.
Hello, children.
There's four kids, two male, two female, three guff, one cracks, two of the guff are male.
Okay.
The one who spoke up last time was the guff male. He's about 11 years old. Says, are you going to take us home?
I mean, probably. Where's your home?
I'm from Asinus Fall.
Oh, yeah, then probably, yeah.
Okay.
And then the Crax looks at you and says, what about me?
What, you got to tell me where you're from first.
She looks like a pigeon.
She's from Cooch.
Aww.
Cooch.
Cooch Falls.
We'll call it... we'll call it Crooch.
Crooch.
Which sounds like the name of a Crax city.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's from Crooch.
I hate you guys.
I'm gonna roll a random knowledge check to see if I know where that is.
Okay.
Nope.
Natural one. You don't know where Crooch is.
In fact, I know nothing for about 5 seconds. Like,
what? Where are you from, Mr. Rod?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm daydreaming.
Kelton, while everyone's talking, Kelton's gonna go back and grab the goose.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Drag it over.
All right, and the kids start screaming.
Yeah, he's going to be like, hey, kids, I'm still alive.
they scream, yeah. Struggle at their bound hands.
Go outside.
No, it's like a joke.
Go outside.
Oh, okay.
Outside. You're on a timeout.
He just starts chewing on goose parts.
And the youngest, a guff, sharing. Around 7 years old, says,
he's dead? Is he really dead?
Oh, yeah, we killed a shit out of that guy.
None of that. Nope. We are completely avoiding that. Just I'm gonna go help dispose of the goose with kelp.
No, let it out, kid. It's fine. Do you need a tissue?
What?
Like, do you need sun to blow your nose?
Yes.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a handkerchief.
Thanks.
Shit.
So, it's crying. They're very upset. They're all very shaken.
All right,
and
kids.
They said, did you see where the other ones are?
There are more of them.
What, no, more of us.
No, we don't know. That's we want to know that from you, kids.
The Crax female says, well... There were two more when I got here. I've been here the longest, and they left. They were taken away, and I don't know where they are.
Do you know who they were taken away by?
Well, those two. The ones that got hurt.
That is the best way to put that, yes. So, kids, we're going to have a little camp sleepover tonight. And we're going to hang out here for just one more night, and then we're going to figure out how to get you home.
Can you untie us, please?
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
Okay.
I didn't know they were still tied.
Yeah, they were not gagged. Like, you cut the gag, I believe.
Okay.
Right?
I untie them with my adult tying powers.
Roll. So what, like shibari knots? Like, what are you talking? Your adult tying powers.
I don't know if they know how to tie
no,
their shoes or
they
whatever.
Don't. They don't.
Okay.
They go all the way into fourth grade not knowing how to tie damn shoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so gross. 19.
Yeah, I mean, you could cut the ropes if you
like
want. It doesn't matter.
Like, I don't have a knife.
You
then
have
burn
great...
the ropes.
No.
That would be
hold still.
I mean, he did roll a 19, so it worked.
That's true. You're untying the kids. All that's going down, and I'm going to spend my very first chaos point.
Are we going to go to
this
sleep?
Is why you were nervous.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So.
What does the chaos point do?
If he doesn't have a specific direction to send the story in, and then depending on what it lands in, something happens.
How exciting and terrifying.
Yeah, some of them
actually,
are really terrifying.
Thanks for encapsulating this moment. Fuck.
I rolled a one. It means that a giant creature awakens.
Wait, okay. So does that mean it awakens near us? Is it awakening on the other side of the world?
My discretion. So you as players now know that okay. A giant monster has awakened. Characters...
It'd be really funny if we're like, a giant monster has awakened.
It is a psychic monster, and I'll let you know.
The weird thing is that that's not the scariest role that could have happened
no. By
a large margin.
I'm pretty sure that you're wrong.
I don't know.
So,
Outbreak was pretty terrifying.
Also, Earthquake while we're in a cave, not great.
Yeah, but it's my discretion
yeah.
at how it's applied.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's exactly
too.
As scary as I want it
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, that's also true.
Josh is gonna fucking kill me.
You feel a rumble in the cave.
Boo. Mm.
Is that my Tommy Yacht?
I was about to literally say, Miss Gull, is that you again?
I didn't get no goose.
The camping here idea sounded great up until that point. Let's camp elsewhere.
Agreed.
All right, kids. Marching left, right. Let's go.
We should probably not bring them back to our last camp that we interacted with.
Yep, we'll find another camp.
Yeah, just
one with less.
Who's the caboose?
Don't worry about it.
I think Savannah eloquently asked, "What's our marching order?"
Yeah.
Honestly, usually me, I think.
All right, we're going to investigate that cave.
No, I think we're going to grab the stuff and leave.
What about the stone desk?
I don't want to.
There could be stuff on it.
Is there any stuff on the stone desk?
Yeah.
Well, what's on it?
There's an inkwell, ink. There's a piece of paper rolled up.
Uh-huh.
Take the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Is there anything scrawled onto the desk?
And leave the paper.
Obi, that's how you feel.
Hey, Kelton, we got some reading for you to do.
Oh, good. I am very good at reading.
Great. Carry this big, heavy object out for me, will you?
Okay, but who's going to hold the rest of this goose?
I think I know somebody.
These kids, hey, grab that duck.
Kids, do not grab the duck.
Yeah, they freeze. They don't.
No. Come on. He was going to kill you. You get to eat him. It's like,
kids,
revenge.
Kids. All right, hey, we're playing a new game. Don't listen to that fucking guy.
Come on, that duck ate your friends.
He did not eat your... Jeez. God.
Kelton. Outside of the cave. Time out again.
Take the trunk with you.
He's just morosely dragging the trunk. Kicks a little rock.
I am right. In charge.
I'll grab the scroll of paper, I guess. Okay.
Is there
scholar.
One scroll
oh, yeah,
or multiple scrolls?
Yeah.
How many scrolls?
I'll grab anything that looks readable.
Is there anything carved into the desk?
Is there anything carved
nope,
into
it's just
the
a flat
Howard
piece of stone.
Was here.
Howard loves Howard.
Howard and Howard forever.
Howard and Howard until moments ago.
Yo.
Too soon.
Yeah, man.
Crunchy.
We killed them.
Yeah, but we didn't need him to bring it up.
Sometimes I feel guilty for my murders.
Really? I never do.
Yeah, and no, I was lying.
Nothing else of value or note in the cave.
I mean, there were sleeping rolls. These guys clearly slept on, that kind of thing.
Does it look better than my sleeping roll?
Do you have a sleeping roll?
I don't know. I never.
You should probably grab them for the kids, though.
Yeah, where are they going to sleep on?
That's a good idea. Okay, I'll grab those.
Okay, you grab the sleeping rolls that they had. It looks just like a hovel. This place was clearly seldomly used, except out of necessity, and storing kids. And they slept here occasionally.
Ew, gross. Left, right, everybody. Let's go.
Okay, let's say you're out of the cave.
Yeah. All right.
You go outside and you hear one last long moan deep within the earth.
Gross. Wait, is it like sexy?
You don't know if it's the sound of geological effects or something else.
All right, at this point, how long have we actually been going?
I think the last time you guys slept was...
Before you met us.
Yeah, this has been the same day as when you said goodbye to Vaughn. You woke up this morning at camp when Forsha was taken off.
Yep. Yeah. What is the time currently? Like, is this still evening?
It's nighttime. So you were going to go to sleep. It's night. Let's say it is around 11 p.m.
You actually have a daily, right, Esmond?
Not anymore.
Okay, so like we need to try and get a rest.
Mm-hmm. We need to get away from this noise first.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm trying to figure like how much moving on we want to do.
I look at the oldest kid and go, "Have you heard that in the cave before? Is that a thing the cave does?"
No.
Great.
Cool. Weird. All right.
Let's go north for an hour and then call it a night.
Agreed.
Yeah, you're about 10 miles from camp and you're about 3 miles from the Way Forward compound, by your reckoning.
Oh, that's right. That's where they were headed.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And that whole thing not resolved with Forsha.
Yeah,
oh, wait, we don't even know where the bird lady, the bird kid goes.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get him back to... And then they could take him to Briarick, and we could figure out what to do with the other kid.
Yeah, you can give the fucking bird kid to the detective and let him take care of it.
Great
but,
call.
But let's heading maybe towards the compound. I mean, that's closer, but do we want to do that with kids in tow?
No kids in tow.
Do we want to go up to camp and then double back to the compound? That's a lot of...
Okay, yeah, kids. Do I actually want to talk to the people at the compounds now that we know that they're...
I think we need to find
are dead.
Forsha well, unless first. That's where Forsha continued on to. Like, we still don't know where that...
Yeah.
We have the kids wait in the woods while we go off and do...
Yeah, nothing bad will possibly happen to children in the woods.
All right, let's head in the direction of the compound.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, regardless, we're not going anywhere tonight.
Just in case you're thinking, like, oh, one's really far away, like, 10 miles is not far.
No.
Like
with four beaten up kids, it might be.
These kids are used to walking. Like, this, like, nobody rides a bike to school. Your characters would know that neither would be a huge stressor. It would just be a time sink, you know?
I mean, up until, like, half a day ago, I was a prisoner, forced to act out plays.
Yeah. It's true.
It's very specific.
Compound? Like, that's...
I don't want to deal with the old way forward, man.
I mean, I don't fucking like
deal
him
with
either.
Way forward.
No, but...
The ones I liked are dead.
Yeah.
our friend killed him.
All right,
let's just head back to camp. I'm tired. I'm so very tired.
Yeah, bit of a trek, but yeah, that's probably our best option.
To head back tonight?
Back to the dig site. Let's...
Tonight.
Let's go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's say...
Kelton would like to leave a stick at the cave just to mark their spot so we know the way back.
That makes a lot of sense. And Kelton.
Guys, I put the stick here, then we find our way back. We see the stick, we know we're there.
Rather than the cave.
Yeah, but we see the stick. Like, the cave is like, oh, that could be any cave. Like, is that the cave? I don't know. I've seen a lot of caves. But that stick, you're like, here. Like, I put my name on it.
I might quit when we get back.
Are we dragging the chest with us, or do we want to open that now?
Yeah, let's go through that chest and see if there's anything of import.
Sure. It's not locked. It looks like there was a trauma kit, and it was opened, and bandages were yanked out of it. Put two and two together, you get a pretty good idea of why. Also, inside, there is a pouch containing 1,000 ackies.
Whoa.
There are two disguise kits, and... There is a tiny drum.
Tiny drum.
Dibs on the drum and one disguise kit.
Shoot. I want a disguise kit.
There are two more scrolls.
All right.
Guys, in this box I found two disguise kits, some trauma kits, a drum, and some scrolls.
I'll take one.
Okay.
You forgot to mention the money.
No, there's nothing. Just scrolls. Lots of scrolls. A fish.
Wait, yeah?
You look like you can read.
Yeah, it's kind of all I do.
Yeah, it seems like it. Reading's for nerds. A rat.
Give me the fucking scroll.
Okay, but then please.
And I hold it above his head.
Give me the fucking scroll.
You didn't say it.
Esmond, get me the fucking scroll.
I'll put you in timeout again.
Okay. This is bullshit.
Now what the fuck is this thing? All right. Too many failed rituals, dear friends. Too high a cost. As you possess merely an inkling of magical skill, I suppose it was arrogant of me to expect you to treat this with the same gravity as someone who has any form of competence. It is obvious to us that you need to widen your search radius. Only 3 of the past dozen specimens you have sent proved suitable, and only half even met the criteria explicitly specified by our accord. This is wholly unacceptable. Your carelessness disgusts me, but you must be given a chance to redeem yourselves. As per my master's word, our time is running out. As I am certain that the consequences of failure have been stipulated, I will instead emphasize that you need to remember the reward we have agreed upon. The fuck?
So, Obed picks up the scroll handed to him by Kelton and reads, "The Protectorate of Ishrelion, Office of the Imperial Ministry. Please forgive our reaching out to you in such an unorthodox manner. We are aware of the typical channels by which your clients must usually take to seek your employ. However, we do not have those luxuries, as you must already be aware. We have found ourselves in need of contractors capable of a high degree of autonomy and discretion, and your reputations precede you in both of these areas. Recently, our thriving municipality acquired a large and controversial estate through default. It possesses certain irregularities and contested artifacts that pose a problem for its eventual sale. We would like a group to inventory the estate, research the artifacts, and resolve any secondary political and personal conflicts that will prevent our fair city of either utilizing or liquidating these properties at our discretion. You and your associate would not be the only contractors entering bids on this, though your lauded skills at discreet conflict resolution is uniquely attractive. Please send word to the Port Authority asking for jobs aboard the ship named the Guilfred. You will be redirected to my office. High Minister Ralid Guantavmo.
Nesbitt, what do you make of that?
And then Obet has the scroll that was on the desk that reads, "Plans have changed. The time is upon us. Our fears have been realized in the form of an extremely dangerous guilt, who is now being transported towards the compound of the way forward by three initiates and a pair of simpletons." My previous warnings to stay clear of the camp of sorcerers, which you have already violated, can now be ignored entirely, as you must capture this loathsome creature by any means necessary. Also, do not presume to threaten me again. My master's merest shrugs have wiped out generations of creatures more powerful than the likes of you. Do as I ask, or never do again. I hope I have been clear.
Well, they got a lot of information about our movements all of a sudden.
Yeah, a little disconcerting. Didn't realize
like that happened this morning, and that guy found out about it, and then he wrote a letter, and it got here in a day.
Well, that was today, wasn't it?
That was today. Shit.
Yeah.
That's
fresh. But, I mean, he did say that, I mean, he's wreathed in immense power.
I'm not saying that. I'm impressed. Like, USPS is awful.
His quirk is USPS.
So Obed looked at the second letter, and there is... Can you describe at the bottom, there's a seal?
Yeah, the seal looks like it's a circle around a V. It looks like a V superimposed on top of an A. So an AV in a circle. And it looks like some type of seal or signature.
Give me an intelligence roll.
13.
You don't know what it does, but you have a feeling that the seal itself confers some kind of magic.
Has anyone seen anything like this? It's definitely magical.
I don't know shit about magic, so...
You sure? I saw you, like...
Really? Thank God. I'm not the only... All right.
Like, seriously. You were by one guy, and then you just were over somewhere else.
You're magic, dude.
I got a one.
You definitely know what it is.
Really?
No.
You are sure you know what it is. You are wrong.
You eat it.
Yeah, you eat the paper. Plus 17.
17. You get the sense that the seal might be a method of delivery.
Okay. That would explain things. Hey, all right. So this might sound crazy. You magic users, tell me if this makes sense to you.
God damn it.
I think...
Nesbitt.
What?
I love you, and I'll support you with whoever you are as a person.
I feel like this seal, and I don't know shit about this kind of thing, but a way to teleport. So...
We should use it to get to camp quicker.
Yeah, I feel like that may be how this information was transferred quicker than the people actually moving around. You feel me?
I mean, like, slightly, but I'm also really tired. I want to go home. And I don't mean to camp, but I'll settle for it.
Let's sleep on this, all right?
On these?
Yes, literally on the scrolls.
That's so you don't lose it, Obi. The weasel man, he's thinking for you.
Well, I don't want to teleport like he does.
What?
Do you go into a fugue state when you do it? Like, I don't understand.
So this looks like a request for employment around the two of them originally being contracted, but definitely express that there's other people. Now, when it talks about the artifacts, is that like the shit that you guys are digging up, you think?
Soup to nuts, yeah, probably.
We should tell them that they're dead and apply for the job, though.
Yeah, and I don't remember, like, was there... Like, there a ship was mentioned, but was there a location mentioned?
No,
like,
it said Port Authority.
All right. Okay, but somebody would
know
where the...
Hold on, can I do a knowledge check to see if I recognize the name and if I would know what port that person is familiar with?
Sure.
Five. I don't know which way water is, and I'm a fish.
You definitely know that there is a place beyond the woods. There's a bay that has a city that's a port city called... Israelion. It is a protectorate of the Akhenoshan Empire. We haven't gotten like a good description of the difference between these two things.
So one of them is an obvious document written by an official office, kind of contracting, it looks like them as well as other people, into the obtainment of artifacts, specifically requesting the quote-unquote skill set of the two Howards, which, you know, is a little rougher. But
mercenary contracting kind
of, but kinda. Then that ties in, like, where are the kids, like, with was that part of that thing? But the other two scrolls, one of which was in the chest and one was on the stone desk, definitely look to be handwritten. They both have the same seal of magical teleportation
that we theorize.
Yes, one of them is talking about the camp with the way forward and Forsha, and the other one is
it's complaining about not getting sexy children.
Like, hey, kids, why are you so special? You, like, do anything great?
So the middling guff female, she has since told you her name is Salzin, and she's of Clan Bryrick, but not of Asden's Fall.
Uh-huh.
She says, I mean, I can't do anything yet, but my parents, you know, they're pretty good with magic, I guess.
All right, anyone else hear magic? Yeah. Other than the guy who says he isn't magic?
I'm pretty good.
Not, I'm talking to the kids, man.
Yeah, and Stiddo holds up her hand, and a little fireball like floats in front of it.
I'm not that good,
lady.
It's not that weird, right?
Oh no, honey, that's fine.
I just breathe fire to the air, like it's not weird at all.
And she goes, like, super stoked.
All right. It's pretty fucking weird.
What about your other two?
And they just shake their heads.
Your parents.
No, I bet.
Cousins? You ever seen a magic show?
The chances of 50% of any group of kids being magic, pretty high.
Unless they were picked for that reason.
Exactly.
Can I do...
Which is what we're trying to find out,
so
right?
So since Esmond's made a point of smelling magic before, can I do a type
of... Can you sense magic?
Can I sense magic abilities in them? My actual talent is magic.
Oh, your talent is magic?
Yes.
Oh, then you should have rolled twice on the seal check. But,
oh, shit.
But
okay.
That's... I mean, we're past that now.
So you have to smell the children.
So magic with a...
Sorry.
So magic with a K...
Sniff kids.
...is not bodily magic.
Right. It's like arcane...
Yes. Like ritualistic, requires sacrifice, that kind of thing. The magic on the seal is ritual.
Got it. So I wouldn't be able to actually notice anything off of them.
Well, I mean, unless there was like a spell cast on them or something, which, I mean, you can check for that. But yeah, it's not the same.
What if I am looking at, this is a weird way of describing this, but you know how you can tell the presence of black holes by things around them being?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, can I do a magic check on just the area to see if there's a highlight of magic in the direction of where the children are, or...
Well, okay, so you're all outside the cave.
Right.
Okay, in the woods. Put it together for me.
Okay, would magic also involve, like, the natural world and the energies and the flow of everything kind of happening outside?
I don't think so. I think it would be... You would know if something was wrong.
Got
or
it.
Something that was abnormal magically.
Got
in
it.
The area.
Okay.
What if we sacrifice one of the kids to use a ritual?
I mean, you'd probably detect it then. Yeah, for sure.
But I feel pretty uncomfortable with that.
There's four of them.
These are my kids. Stop.
These are your kids?
Yes, I'm their mom.
Oh.
Very similar familial situation that I have.
Does anyone happen to have a dead goose or a dead duck that I could use?
Not anymore. Wait, tomorrow.
I wasn't actually going to eat them or use them in my ritual. Okay.
Look, it's way past these kids' bedtime. Can we get to camp before we make any major decisions?
So we've got everything that is of value from the chest. That
yeah, yeah, that was literally everything contained within it.
Okay.
So where'd the disguise kits go in the trauma kit?
I take a disguise kit.
I'll take what's left of the trauma kit. Yeah.
Probably shouldn't be you.
Oh, yeah, it should be somebody because I can heal otherwise. Good call.
I guess it'll be me.
And I take that other junk, too.
I'll probably actually take the trauma kit because I'm usually closer to people who have been harmed.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's true.
All right. That's fine.
And the trauma kit is just for the sake of doing medical checks, right?
Yes. In combat, primarily.
Right, which would help somebody survive long enough without the death score increasing until I can heal them.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Let's head to camp. I'm very tired and I wish to sleep.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm missing 8 hit points, so we should sleep.
Agreed. Yeah.
Oh.
yeah, we can make that
I
not
fix
happen.
That. Can I fix that?
Yeah.
When we get to camp, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna fix that.
It's taken care of. All right.
Okay. You're back at full hit points.
I would like to carry the small bird child.
She's very light.
All right.
You know, their bones are hollow.
Awesome. I'm very Gentile.
I don't want to open up to anybody too much.
Really, we haven't noticed.
But I gotta admit, that's fucking adorable, right? Fucking little bird kid sitting on the crocodile man. They both got fire and shit. That's fucking cute, right?
He's like a pirate.
Can you break that down for me?
Little bird on your shoulders, yeah. Sometimes little bird has something funny to say, yeah. Little girl, are you funny?
Says, I don't know.
Ha!
Tell us a joke, little girl.
A Wolverine and 2 cracks walk through the woods. Left, right, left, right. Let's get walking northward bound. Little Crex girl, you don't have to left, right. Apparently you're being carried.
Arr.
Let's go.
So they have no trouble walking. In fact, they seem kind of grateful for movement. They've been tied up for a while.
Heading back towards the dig site.
All right, I'll be in the back. Me dragging the trunk.
No, trunk's gone. We got the stuff out of the trunk.
Nice.
Still taking
it. It's not your choice. This is a nice trunk. Yeah,
this is a nice trunk.
Let's say it's 10 miles through the woods at night with children. Let's say it takes about 2 hours. So now we're talking like 1 a.m.
So yeah. We feel like a garbage.
Mm-hmm. You get back to camp and nobody's awake. There's a guard posted.
Mm-hmm.
Sees you guys walk in. It's one of the shovels. You know, actually, hang on.
Yeah, here we go.
We have a couple.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
So let's pick one, okay?
By us, do you mean you?
Do they pick their own voice when they do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Has anyone picked Jeff Goldblum?
No, not yet. So we've decided we've got a guard that has been posted, which is new to your camp, but it makes a lot of sense after the past 2 days.
Been some incidents.
So Krayson appointed him to stand watch. It is a Hrod, just like Krayson, so maybe there's a little nepotism going on.
All right.
Yeah. And this is a custom character made by our patron, Big Bad Shadow Man. So thank you, Big Bad Shadow Man.
Yay!
Thank you.
Big Bad Shadow Man.
Big Bad Shadow Man, you should start a ska band.
It is a Hrod male, a large, scarred saltwater crocodile that has his left eye covered by its nictitating membrane.
Okay.
So it'll be cloudy.
That, like, squishy thing under the... Yeah, all right.
They're water goggles.
All right, and he's carrying a battle axe. He sees you approach and seems surprised and just, like, gives you a nod, though. Like, well, welcome back, that kind of thing.
What is
I roll to know his name.
His name, because this is not written as part of it, which I need to add to the form, his name will be Amu.
Amu.
Hail Amu.
Amu.
He says, hello, welcome back.
Oh, can I just talk to this guy forever?
Yes, yes.
God damn it.
Fantastic.
That was so good.
Has anything happened, you know, in the 20 hours we've been gone?
Yes, it has. So, by the way, I don't know whether... I'll let you guys try to guess what the voice is, but...
The pollution villain from Fern Gully.
Captain Planet.
No, that... Oh, so that's Tim Curry you're talking about.
I was about to say.
Oh, like, it is Tim Curry.
It was some Tim Curry.
Okay.
No, but it's not Tim
Curry. Is what I was getting.
Oh,
not? It's not Tim Curry? I was immediately going that way.
Is it from Something We Would Know?
Not you, but maybe.
Aww.
No offense. I mean, you... All right. It's Beast Wars Megatron.
Oh. Yes! Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. I love it.
This is a little bit on brand, because honestly, Nesbitt is so almost Rat Trap, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. As long as none of you is playing Dinobot.
Confession,
be a
I
lot
never
easier.
Watched Beast Wars.
I loved the shit out of it.
Some of it got really interesting and cool.
Yep.
Badass.
Kind of like Gargoyles.
After the first season,
it just kind of found its feet, you know?
Yeah.
You asked, did anything happen in the time that you were gone? And he says, yes. Forsha came back.
Oh, really?
And
oh, good. How's she doing? Tell me about Forsha.
Well, I couldn't really tell you. She immediately dove into the hole.
Oh.
God damn it.
Well.
Also, Bolovo left before she came back. And
damn it.
I don't know where he went.
Been an eventful day, huh, New Shovel?
Well, not compared to yesterday.
God damn it. Can I just take him with me everywhere we go?
Please don't.
Put him on your shoulder.
I just want him narrating my life.
I do want him. I want
him
there.
He will be a bigger pirate.
Much bigger pirate.
Yeah. Max plus one momentum. Savannah plus one momentum.
Yay!
Sleep first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really weirded out by what we know about Forsha as far as the crazy fucking murders and the proximity, but I'm falling out on my feet right now, so... Yeah.
After we sleep, can someone fill me in on this Forsha character?
No. Oh, you're gonna love her. She won't love you.
Are those the children that you set out to find?
That's like 150th of them.
They are children, and they are found.
Good. Nice trunk.
Thank you. I like it. I'm going to put things in it.
It's very good. Were the children in the trunk?
No, but, like, how many kids do you think I could fit?
At least this many.
All right, kids, in the trunk.
Couple spare beds in the barracks at this point. Let's call it a night.
Okay. I assume you make your way back to the barracks?
Yes.
Now, you have your own separate barracks. It's close to... It's separate from the crew barracks, mm-hmm. but where Aster and Kaidway are sleeping. Where are the kids going to stay?
My tent.
Okay.
I'm feeling very protective.
Okay. So they
see, that's why I put you in charge of this.
I hand you the extra bedrolls that I was carrying.
Thank you,
Obed. Whole time.
You're a gem.
So
I try. I really need to pass this class.
So the kids file into the fire lizard's tent, and
I mean, anything sounds that bad when you say it like that.
So
the kid sniffer.
The magic sniffer. Thank you. That's not any better.
And you find your way back to your tent and you just collapse for the night. It has been an interesting day.
Kelton drags the trunk into his.
You have no trouble doing so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an empty trunk.
It's like half the size of your tent, though. So, like, you're, like, squeezing around it as you're, like, dressing.
Just, like, cuddling it.
Kelton has a pretty big tent. He's the lead archaeologist.
He's got a very nice tent.
Yeah.
Do you still have the tiny drum? Are you going to play it later?
Dailies are reset.
You guys all get ready to go down for the night.
Good night, children. Esmond loves you.
After we all laid down for the evening, things quieted down, feeling a sense of obligation, kind of missing her, I went over to Forsha's tent, hoped to... maybe things would go back to normal sometime overnight.
So when you poke your head in Forsh's tent. It's exactly how you'd expect it to be if she left this morning. Things are still clean, but it's empty.
He's going to try on her underpants.
They're slightly too large for him.
Definitely will. Yep. Not even slightly. So you go back to your tent.
I think I end up sleeping in Forge's tent. Like, I go there and check, and then I just lay down and fall asleep.
In her bed?
Didn't
we bunk together?
Did we?
I thought we had to share tents.
Why would you agree to that?
No,
now there's a fucking trunk in your bed.
Yeah, I guess.
This will be the first time Nesbitt has ever slept in her bed.
Yeah. Hopefully he can play it off in the morning if it comes up in conversation, but he...
I remember when I had sex for the first time.
Yeah, so Nesbitt falls asleep in Forsh's tent. New day dawns. You all awake in your tents.
All right, kids, time to get up.
I'm curled up in at the foot of Gaylene's bed.
Like a puppy?
Yeah.
A big wet puppy.
How moist of you.
That's a sentence.
That is a sentence.
Plus one momentum.
And it can't be a sentence that's come up too many times.
Nope.
And the kids get up. They rub in their eyes. They don't know what to do. They're just lost.
Breakfast time.
They nod. They're like, okay, all right. And they're very hungry.
Yes. I'm pouring my breakfast ale.
Okay. It works just like normal. Other shovels are up way before you guys because you had a harder night than they did. Yep. They are just kind of uncovering, and word is spread through that Forsha came back alone.
What's for breakfast?
Goose.
Yeah.
You guys didn't bring them back with you.
Head to the mess tent. We'll figure it out.
All right.
You head to the mess tent, and they're just making... I'm trying to think of what would not offend everyone's sensibilities in this world.
Cereal.
Bacon and eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Pig and chickens.
Pop-Tarts.
It would just be other creatures' bacon and other creatures' eggs. Like,
we'll say,
you can make people bacon. We just don't...
Yeah, it's a soup made with tubers and wild game meat.
Awesome, yeah. Great.
Roast turtle.
Do they got cornbread?
No.
Biscuits.
It is a soup.
You gotta have.
Made with tubers and wild game meat.
So Gaylene is
got
talking shit to the mess hall chef the entire
oyster
time.
Oyster crackers.
Yeah. Are you talking to the chef?
I guess I could.
All right.
Do it.
He is...
Food is your thing, right?
Yeah.
You see somebody who you don't know is Crayson.
Okay.
He's a big crocodile man. He's a rod. And he is old, and he's prepared the soup, and he's handing him out, and there's children there, and he looks at Nesbitt.
Because he's the only person he knows who's had sex recently.
Plus one momentum. Like, he prepares bowls for the children because he's going to feed kids. But just kind of gives Nesbitt a look like...
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Yes.
By the way, gonna need some personnel. If you can recommend me some folks around the camp that can get these guys to...
You know that Aster and Kaidwe are there at the camp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Kaidwe is definitely there. And,
oh, yeah, shit. Kaidwe never left. Yeah.
And he was heading back to the camp with the help of...
Scullion.
It's yeah, not
Scullion.
Not yeah. Scallion. Yeah. Scullion.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah.
All right, so I'll say. Right.
And we know Aster wouldn't leave.
Not without these kids.
He's got two broken legs. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, we found some kids. Hopefully that can get taken care of by our friends here.
So, well, they're free to hang out.
Hang out. Fucking hang out.
let's fucking chill.
Say, well, they're free to reside here in the mess hall. I'll do my best to keep them entertained if it pleases you.
Pleased.
Fuck, are we just leaving Esmond in the mess hall to entertain kids forever? I'm gonna take Megatron with us then.
Yep. We're trading up on Crocodile, guys.
Honestly, this job sounds safer.
Touche.
Do old crocodiles have beards?
Yes. Yeah, they can grow like scaly beards. Fuck it. Why not?
Whoa.
Because that's... Why not? Because it's an entirely different rule set with mammals and...
Reptiles.
Yeah, but they gotta have, like, hair and...
Where else do they grow hair? I don't even want to get into that fucking conversation.
It's not that they have hair. It's that they can... They grow things that work like beards and hair so that you can have differentiation.
Some scales that end up having, like, a...
This conversation disgusts me.
I'm going to draw it for next time.
Do they have pubes, though?
They have droopy scales.
Yeah, it just droopy, gross scales
above their cloaca.
There's a figure eight around the cloaca.
One, I think we've established I do have a penis.
Yeah, you have a penis in your cloaca.
Guys. Lay your own eggs.
People want to know.
All I wanted was to know if Dumbledore Lizard had a beard.
I don't think so. I don't think they have beards. I think so. That's fucking weird.
You know what, Liam? You draw it and you show us.
Yeah, all right, you know what? If you want a lizard with a beard, fine.
I have a picture in my mind of kind of like beardy
a
looking scales.
There's no such thing as
yes,
a bearded
exactly.
Yeah, a bearded there are, dragon?
There is extremely essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's spikes off the side of their face.
Yeah, that's what it'll be.
What do you call the gator spikes? What are those called on the back?
They're chitinous.
No, they're not chitinous.
Crenellations. No, I don't know what they are. They have their own...
Crenellations are in buildings.
Yes. They have their own word. We learned about it in Gatorland.
Amphitheater.
Jungle Adventure.
Osteoderms.
Osteoderms.
Or scoots.
Scoot. Scoot.
Yeah.
Scoot. By the way, side note, that one was fucking amazing.
Oh, God. She was so on point.
Yeah.
The one who was teleporting around the entire park. Like, every time we'd walk to a new animal, she would just, like, appear behind it and be like... Did you know? And we were like, you're like 14.
It's like, oh, hey, there's some fucking leashes in the coyote den. Is that for her to just like put her fucking coyotes on? Oh, it actually literally is.
Yeah, and she walked in the coyote den and was like, yeah, I loved him. And they're like nuzzling on her neck. And we're like, oh, wow. All right, I worked at Winn-Dixie when I was your age. I was bagging.
She's way better stories.
Yeah.
So... Okay, back to my question.
Yes.
Do lizards have saggy scoots?
Fuck me. God damn it.
Plus one momentum. Is Gaylene going to earn all the momentum?
Just what?
I'm still waiting for an answer.
I think the answer is no, unless you specifically want it for your character.
Going into the hole.
Let's say you all got breakfast. The shovels are out there working, trying to excavate larger areas around the hole.
All right, kids. I'm leaving you with Grayson. He's a very nice man.
And they all look at him, and they look at you, and they're like, they just kind of shrug, because who is nice and who isn't, you know?
Now, he's going to take care of you, but I'm going to be back for you before the end of the day, hopefully.
And also, love to introduce you to a very fine gentleman who you'll love even more. Ignore the fact that he can't walk at the moment. Aster is a fine gentleman. He'll be taking care of you for a little while.
The oldest boy goes, Aster?
Yeah.
Yeah, Aster.
He's our friend.
Oh, thank goodness. I know Aster.
Oh, good. All right.
Both his legs are broken, though.
I gotta tell you, we got a lot out of that cave. There's a bunch of folks involved that I had no fucking clue about, right? But shit, Forsha is here. The kids think, Asta can handle that from here.
I'm worried that the other ones aren't coming back.
I'm a little worried about that, too. Quite frankly, I don't want to be the messenger.
Who's this Forsha person?
She's a friend of ours. We're going to look after her.
She runs this dig site. She's the reason we all got together. We came here.
I thought you were the reason.
I have no idea who signed my paycheck.
I know it's confusing. Once you get out of college, you'll understand how things work in the working world. Now, there's another boss.
Is a bigger boss.
We're about the same size.
Not even a little bit. I love it.
Beta. Look, I'm sorry. Now, we hired you as some muscle. The muscle is attached to this archaeological job here. Forsha, she runs the archaeological side of it. My job becomes much more difficult when... Her job isn't getting done. So, kind of want to find Forsha. And she went down that hole.
Can you go by yourself, yeah?
Are you sure you aren't just, like, afraid of holes?
Don't worry. You've done really good above the ground. I'm going to show you how we do below the ground.
Are you going too, boss?
Oh, I'm in the hole already. I'm like, I don't know what everyone's like talking about.
He's actively standing like
chest deep. The children, they're going to be left here.
Yes.
Stido grabs the hem of Esmond's robe and says,
"Aww. I'm going to cry. Says, I'm going to fucking cry.
You promise you'll come back?
Always.
Okay.
Unless we die in the hole."
And you got to be positive. You can't leave them like that, you know. You got to have them with a positive message when you leave the kids.
Not guff kids. Like, you just tell them what's going to happen. You're like, yeah.
Lots okay. of
guff die all the time. And like,
and the youngest goes...
Like okay. This one. This one's not going to make it very long. But that's Bryrick for you, you know what I mean?
He is not Clan Bryrick.
Oh.
Yeah, making assumptions over there. Huh?
Small crying child, what is your name?
Grack.
Grack, where are you from?
I'm Clan Nargabar.
Fuck.
Wait, you're Nargabar? And you're crying? Did they just, like, get rid of you and the other ones found you in the woods?
No! No, they would never do that.
Did they like,
never.
Tell you there was a present in the woods kind of like, and you had to go out and get it?
He's next in line for chiefdom, actually. Yeah.
Kaiway. I need to go talk to Kaiway.
So you go to the barracks where she's holed up with Aster. They're both inside, and they're both laying down in cots. Mm-hmm. Both have broken limbs. They aren't the picture of health. They're not going to die from these injuries, but they are immobile.
Hey, guys.
And Aster says, "Oh, I'm glad you made it back."
So we found some children.
Oh. Oh, good.
Only four.
Well,
one of them's from Nargabar.
Ah, well, that was an eventuality we were prepared for.
Great, because I wasn't.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know that they had been missing children. They were very upset about it. And that's one of the things that kicked it off, I think.
So, the guys and me are going to go do something really dumb.
And he just kind of smiles at you, knowingly.
Yeah. Can you make sure those kids get where they need to go?
Well, I'm not...
Broken legs.
I'm saying eventually. Eventually.
Still the most useful and capable
you
person.
You go in the tent.
Fucking everybody.
I don't ask the people with broken legs to go take these kids back home.
We're probably going to our death. I don't care anymore.
So he's.
I lied to a child.
Gosh darn, you did.
Well, I can't really go anywhere right now.
Oh, I'm not saying like today or tomorrow or next. Just.
Says, I think if you don't mind, I would really like to co-opt one of your people, if I could, to send a message to Asnes Fall.
All right. I'm a contractor, and I'm not in charge of that.
Well, I'll be here.
Hey, Asta, if you could take charge of the discussions vis-a-vis who directs these kids to where they need to go.
Says, well, yeah, that's what I signed up for, so I'll be happy to. I'll yell down the next person who enters, and we'll figure it out.
You're a good judge of character, and I want you to make sure you get the right person.
I trust Megatron.
Well, yeah, I'll figure it out, and I'll have a message delivered, and we'll figure out what's going on with these children and get them where they need to go.
Get those walking apparatuses in functional order, like, sooner than later. I'm rooting for you.
Sure thing. I'm working on it.
Break a leg.
You son of a bitch.
Last night sucked. Today's probably also going to fucking suck. Let's get it over with, gents.
No, but we're going in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, great. Remember we went in the hole last time? It was great.
We almost died.
What?
Don't you worry, Opie. I'm going to make sure you get extra credit for this assignment, yeah? I'll tell your professor.
Unless you die.
I'll send them a letter. Are we going to go down this hole or not?
Yeah. Oh, now you got enthusiasm.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fine.
Well, I'm old. I'm already old, 44, you know? And if I go down this hole and I survive, I get another 44.
Honestly, technically, your first day starts today.
Honestly, that is incorrect. Yeah, I signed my contract yesterday.
I don't recall the contract being signed. Actually, if I could
go ahead and
draw that up for you.
I'm pretty sure that we found 1,000 ackies. That's 200 there.
I'm pretty sure...
Well, no.
My subordinate, Kelton, found 1,000 Ackies.
I left the...
Obi?
I left Ackies in the cave so we could find our way back. You guys, you said you wanted the... No, you said scrolls, disguise kit, bandages. That's all you said. I followed the directions.
Did you really leave those, motherfucker? You did, you son of a bitch.
You guys said you wanted the scrolls, the bandage kit, and the disguise kit.
I would like...
I quit.
Obi.
Esmond goes the fuck home.
Out of character, I would like to petition... For him to get a momentum. For
he's getting... I wonder what's going on. Yeah.
So, no, Esmond goes home. Bye, guys.
Fucking Hansel and Gretel's it back to the cave with the fucking Ackies.
No. Hansel and Gretel leave a trail. He just left him in the cave.
A pile.
With a stick.
Where there was earthquakes.
If you see this fucking pile of aluminum, you'll know that it's the right cave.
But I got the trunk.
They fucking priced.
Nesbitt. Convince me not to go right now. I need it.
Esmond, between you and me, I will personally reimburse you what you were expecting out of that 1,000 Ackies.
Oh. It's not about the money. It's about that fucking guy.
I know. We'll fucking kill him later. All right.
Deal.
Then you'll never find the Ackies.
You mean from the cave?
Yeah, but you don't know what the stick looks like.
Did you write your name on that stick?
Fine.
I am an exceptionally generous man. We'll draw up your contract. You'll start your daily pay today. And
what do we get for yesterday? Yeah, we killed that duck, that goose for you. Didn't have to do that since we weren't on contract, but we still did.
Exactly. Not under contract, but in my nigh-infinite generosity.
Uh-huh.
I am willing to offer you a performance bonus based on what you accomplished today.
How much is that?
It is based on...
It depends on your performance. So let's get in the fucking hole, huh?
And any performance money you get, Obi, I'm taking.
Obi, why do you like her?
It's not really a like-dislike thing.
I've been in those relationships. It's hard.
I hear most of you college kids are on unpaid internships, so you're doing pretty well, honestly.
I guess I just funnel it all to her.
You probably oughtn't.
Plus one momentum.
Oh, fuck!
It's like in Pokemon where you just send your money back to your mom. She fucking mortgages her house.
I bought you a full heel. Cool, Mom. Thanks.
Waving everybody up. Kelton's taking the lead.
Yeah.
Bird and Fish are going to hang out with me in the middle. Esmond's going to bring up the rear.
The shovels have uncovered the hole that you fell into initially. So there's a ramp of sand leading down into it. So you pick up your gear. You start walking down into the hole. And as Esmond brings up the rear, the sunlight disappears from around you. You hear a deep rumbling in the earth. And then a loud moan of... To be continued.
Damn it.
Aw, that could be cute.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And if you guys want to play this game at home, again, check out our Patreon. We offer every material we make on our Patreon. And you can find it at patreon.com/RPGFS.
You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on Twitter at homebrewhombres.
Yeah, and we're on Instagram. It's... RPG from scratch, one word.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.